What is the single best day of the year to hunt white-tailed deer? Is there such a thing? The answer to that question and more on this episode. Hey, welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about the best day of the year for deer hunting. Is there such a thing? If you've got one vacation day this year for deer hunting, or any year for deer hunting, how can you know when to use that day? Can you know? Is that a real answer that can be given? Can you say this day is the best day of the year for deer hunting? Well, the answer is sort of. We can tell what about the best day of the year for deer hunting is. But it's not as simple as just telling you November 13th at 9 a.m. It's not that easy. And it's not the exact same day every year. But it's not for the reasons most people think. So to understand how to answer this question and help you to plan your days in the deer woods better in general, we have to examine just a couple of things. So number one, what is the best season of the year for deer hunting? Well, the best season of the year for deer hunting is the rut. It is the time of year where bucks are looking for does and they're at the peak of their game. They're looking as much and strong as they possibly can. They're on the move. You've got the most daylight movement and what I call the least amount of daylight caution on behalf of bucks. So that's going to vary slightly depending on where you're at in the country. In Pennsylvania, the peak of the rut, where the most does are bred every year, year after year, regardless of moon, weather, tide, anything else, it is November 5th to November 20th, plus or minus a day or two. Every year, that is the absolute peak. It has nothing to do with anyone's interpretations, with any old traditions. It is 100% science. In PA, they have sampled, I believe it's tens of thousands of does that were pregnant and looked based on what they know about gestation periods and when they found the does, when they tested them in order to determine when those does were got pregnant. And literally tens of thousands over the course of years, and they have determined, you know, that the peak. There's charts. In fact, I can link you guys to the charts in the show notes at the website, newhuntersguide.com. But there's charts. There's graphs that show, okay, during these weeks, these periods, it shows you how many, what the percentage is of does being bred. So, of course, there's those that are bred before November 5th. This begins in mid-October at some point. And of course, does are bred after November 20th. They're bred well after November 20th. The rut continues after November 20th. The second rut comes in. Even in some places, the third rut, even into January, you can have does being bred with some predictability and regularity. But the peak, where the lion's share of it happens, is about November 5th to November 20th. And of course, on a few days in either side, you're gonna have, you know, high action also. But this is when most of it happens. If there is a 15-day period where the majority of it's gonna happen, this is the 15-day period. This is when you're gonna have more action in these 15 days than any other 15 days. So it's a 2-week period. So we know that the 5th to the 20th is the sweet spot. Well, how do you find the best day in there? Can you say, oh, well, it's the 7th, it's the 12th, it's the 16th, it's the, you know, how do you pick the best day? Well, the answer is going to be the weather. The weather is going to give you the best factor within those parameters. So deer have to breed. They're going to breed in that time period. It doesn't matter how bad the weather is, they're going to breed in that time period. But if there are better weather days, they're going to breed a little more on those days than they are if it is 70 mile an hour wind and blizzard or hurricane or whatever. They're going to breed less on those days. But within those couple weeks, the breeding's still going to happen. The same number of does are going to be bred. Maybe a few more on Tuesday than Monday if the weather's bad on Monday. But it's going to happen. There's no stopping. In fact, even when the weather's bad, it's still going to happen. But if it's real bad, you'll get a little more before and after. So how do you pick the best weather days? People say, oh, well, when it's warm and sunny, those are the best days to hunt. Well, no, they're not the best days to hunt. The best days to hunt for whitetails, not necessarily the easiest days to hunt, but the days that there's the most whitetail movement are days that the temperature drops. They're the mornings that's the coldest morning of the week. That's sort of the rule of thumb. So if you have a bunch of weather that comes through, you know, maybe it's nice and warm, right? Maybe you're having 50 degree days, 60 degree days, and then, you know, one afternoon the temperature drops, and the next morning the low or the high, or the temperature at daybreak for the next morning is 25 degrees. That's the morning you want to be in the deer woods. When there's following a big temperature drop, the coldest mornings are the best mornings to be in the deer woods. So if the average morning high is 40 degrees, 50 degrees, and then you've got two cold days in a row that are going to be, you know, the average morning temperature is going to be 30, those are the better days to be in the woods. When the temperature drops, it's refreshing, it's exhilarating, it's motivating. That's when the deer are going to move more. Now, of course, there's lots of other factors. You know, there's great time to hunt literally as a cold front is coming in. So, you know, if you've had a bunch of warm days and it's 60 degrees at noontime and that cold front's rolling in and the temperature's dropping through the afternoon and rain's coming and you can see it coming and you hear thunder in the distance, those can be great times to hunt. Because that activity, that dropping temperature, that all of that happening definitely impacts deer movement. But in terms of the best mornings to be out, you want to have the coldest, crispest morning following a big temperature drop. So if you've had mornings, like I said, it's 40 degrees, 50 degrees at daybreak, and you got a 25 degree or 30 degree morning, that's the best one within a few days in either direction. That's when you want to be out, because that's when deer are going to be moving in the morning and during the daylight more. The warmer it is relative to how warm it's been. That's always the thing. The warmer it is relative to how warm it's been, deer are going to be taking it easier. They're going to be relaxing more. It's like that throughout the whole season. It's like that year round. You know, in the summertime, you know, if you've got 3 days in a row where it's 90 and then you've got a day where in the morning it's 70, that's the day they're going to be more active. Now, of course, it doesn't matter how warm it is or how cold it is. Deer are still going to live. They're still going to do their thing. But the days where it's coldest in the morning, when you have those temperature drops following that weather pattern coming through, those are going to be the times where relative to the days before and after, you're going to have more movement. So the best day of the year to hunt, of course, you're going to adjust these dates a little bit based on where the rut happens in your area. And of course, the rut is determined by daylight. It's determined by when the day is getting shorter. It has nothing to do with so many things. A lot of people say, well, the moon's what drives the rut. If you look at the data, the moon is like maybe 5% of the equation, maybe. And to be honest, I don't even know if it's statistically significant. I'm not convinced. I'm not persuaded that the moon has any major impact. People say, well, when there's a full moon, you know, deer are out and they're, you know, they're out and about more in the mornings. Well, the only truth to that would be if it's a full moon and a clear night, deer can see better, so they may be out longer feeding in the fields. So they might be out longer, and then it may take them longer to get back to their bedding area. So it could be that there's a little bit more early morning, daytime movement when there's been a full moon that night, because they were out longer at night feeding. Maybe they've gone further than they normally go, and it may take them a little bit longer to get back. But it's not because they can sense the gravity. If it's a cloudy night and it's a full moon, might as well be no moon. I don't think there's any influence there really to speak of. And especially when it comes to the rut. Deer are not werewolves. The moon does not tell them when to breed. That's all nonsense. They're going to breed whether there's a full moon in that 15-day period or not. It's not going to affect it. Now, if you could somehow get the full moon with the cold morning during that 15-day period, then, you know, that just maybe help you that little bit more. But the best day of the year to deer hunt is going to be in the middle of the peak of the rut, which is right around in PA, November 5th to the 20th, and on the crispest, coldest morning following a cold front that has moved in. So that is going to be your best chance. Those are going to be the days where you have the most movement. Now, of course, any time during the rut is good time to be in the woods. Even if the weather's bad, deer are still moving. They just might not be moving as much. And of course, during the rut is the only time that I recommend you might actually do an all-day hunt, where you literally hunt from morning till nighttime. Because that's going to be usually the only time of the year where the same tree stand or the same location is going to have promise all day and night, because deer can be moving literally any time of the day. Bucks can be out literally any time of the day, looking, cruising, searching, on the move. So, you know, I've got lots of episodes on timing and stands and when to be out and, you know, morning stand versus an evening stand versus an all-day stand. And if you followed previous shows, you'll know that there's almost no all-day stands. There's almost no tree stands that are just as good in the evening as they are in the morning, except during the rut. Because over the course of the day, deer patterns, where they're coming from, where they're going to, changes. So there's very few stands that are good for all day. But during the rut, during that 2 or 3 week period, all that is kind of goes out the window, because bucks can be out and about and on the move anytime. So you want to be aware of that. You want to be conscious of that. But when you're picking your best day, you want to look at when that window is for you. And that window does not change drastically across most of the country. You know, but the difference between PA and Northern Michigan is going to be a couple of days. You know, that time period might shift a few days, maybe a week. Now you get down into like Texas or Florida, then the whole breeding season is a different game. It's much longer. There's much less at stake for deer, because the winter is not really a lean time for them. So everything kind of changes when you go real far south. But when you go, you know, anywhere from New York through Pennsylvania, you literally across the country till you get to the Rockies, you know, the same general time period, plus or minus a few days or a week, that's really all the variation that there is. So you want to get out there during the rut. You know, when I look at planning my vacation days, I'm looking at, okay, somewhere between November 5th and November 20th is when I want to plan those days. Now, if I can help it, I don't want to set the date in stone unless or until I know the weather. But what I might do, and of course this is going to vary based on where you work, you know, obviously, I might say, okay, I'm scheduling off Monday, November, whatever it is, the 11th. I don't know what it is this year. You know, last year I scheduled off Monday, November 9th. I know it was Monday. I know it was the 9th. I know it was the rut because I shot a buck on that day. And so I scheduled off the 9th. But in my plan, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, okay, I'm scheduling this day, you know, 3 months out. So they know I'm going to be out a day that week. But as I get closer, as I get within a week of that day, I'm playing the weather. I'm looking at, okay, you know what? Is Thursday the week before or the week after going to be a better weather day? Is that Monday actually going to be a terrible weather day? So then as I get right up to it, I might shift it a couple days in either direction because I can do that. And then I scheduled, I think, the next Monday off too with the same plan in mind. Although I already had my buck by then and I already had that day off, so I went out pheasant hunting because, you know, why not? But, you know, I put those days on the calendar. I think it was just those 2 days. And I said, okay, this is my plan. And, you know, as we got to it that Monday, the weather actually ended up being really good. It was ideal. It was exactly the way I was hoping it would be. So I kept it on the Monday, went out, shot a buck at, I think, 9:30 or so in the morning. And man, I was almost frozen solid. Because when you do this, you're always hunting on the coldest days of that time of the year. So, you know, the average temperature in early November in PA is not that cold. But on that day, because you're looking for the coldest day you can find, it was super cold. So I actually had to up my gear a little bit this past winter time or this past hunting season because I was just so cold, because I'm always out there on the coldest possible morning because those are the best mornings to be out there. So you got to keep that in mind. You might need a little bit warmer gear. You might need to up your game there some. But those are the days that you want to be out. That's the system. That's the framework. That's how you figure it out. Hope this has been helpful to you guys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes. Lots of other episodes on deer hunting. Lots of other episodes talking about everything from the rut to figuring out the weather to how to find stand locations, everything you could think about. And if it's not there, what you need to do is you need to send me a question through the website or through Facebook, and you need to send me your questions so I can do some episodes on the things that aren't there, fill in those gaps, help you out. Love to hear from you. Till next time, God bless you guys, and go get them in the woods.